voltage wiring needs.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Wamego Area Chamber Executive Director Darren Solden. Tulip Festival coming up Saturday and Sunday in Wamego at City Park. And it's going on from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday. Let's talk a little bit about logistics getting there and how you can navigate around and maybe where to park.
Yeah, so that's a good one to bring up. Obviously, we get a large crowd in for Tulip Festival and encourage folks to, again, get there early if they can. But at any point when you arrive, for those of you that haven't seen or heard, we've got a large aquatic center construction project going on the southwest corner of the park where the old pool was in Wamego. So that limits a little bit of the parking over there off of Ash Street and on the south side of the park. So I would really encourage folks to come in and go on the north side of the park on 6th Street to look for parking or to park downtown, visit those downtown merchants, restaurants, businesses, and then you can walk over through the food court where all the food trucks are on 5th Street or take a trip down the Yellow Brick Road there mid-block in the 500 block and access the park from there.
Yeah, and not a very long walk for most people if they drive.
Not at all. Not at all. And it's a fun one, too. So you're either walking down the Yellow Brick Road or you're seeing a whole bunch of really good-smelling food. So can't go wrong either way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned all the activities going on here. There's a quilt show going on. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. So a great quilt show over in the Senior Center. So that's located just on the west side of the park, Ash Street and 5th Street. That's always a favorite amongst folks that like to visit that. And then, just a ton of other activities. I haven't even touched on some of these yet. We'll have a petting zoo going for the kids. Inflatables will be over on the west side of the park on Ash Street for the kids. So that's a great one to camp out there. There'll be some seating in the shade. Nice place to hang out. Picnic tables, benches, everything else and while the kids play. So that's a really good meeting place and spot just to hang out for a little bit while you're out at Tulip Festival. Another one that's always a crowd favorite are the carriage rides. So carriage rides will be going on at different points during the weekend. Again, just come out to the park, you see where that's going, and that's one too that the whole family can, young and old, can really enjoy. If you need more information, anything Tulip Festival related, or just in general about things to see and do in Wamego, we'd encourage you to go to visitwamego.com is our website. Check that out. You can learn more about places to eat, things to do. I mentioned earlier the Totos around town. That's a really fun activity to go around the community and find all of those and take pictures. We've also got something new, which is exciting, which is a new visitor center right down at our office. So that's at the Chamber and Convention Visitors Bureau office, 6th and Lincoln. Right downtown, you can just come in the front door in our little entryway. We've got a touchscreen TV. We've got a lot of printed material for folks, and really anything you need to know about the community or things to see and do, you can find right there. So that's a good spot to stop by and get some additional information.
How important is just getting some of those people in to tour Wamego? I know you have the museum there. That's a big attraction for you here, but just getting people all from around the state to come into Wamego, what's the impact like?
It's huge for us. That's one thing that Wamego, for a community our size, is really blessed with some great attractions. You mentioned the Oz Museum. We've got the Totos. You've got the winery. You've got the Columbian Theater. We do a number of large events. Tulip Festival, our big Celebrate Freedom in Wamego event at 4th of July, Oztoberfest, the first weekend of October. And so really for us, that tourism piece of it, if you're traveling in Kansas, you see the billboards for the Oz Museum and the other Oz attractions out on I-70. That's a big impact on our local economy, and it really is something that, again, we're proud of. It's also something where once people come once, they tend to come back again. And so it's always exciting to see folks that come out for a festival. Tulip Festival is a great example. Come out now, and then they'll be back with the grandkids or back with the family here at some point in the summer once school's out and checking out the museum and going and seeing the Totos. And so I think that's, if you haven't been out to Wamego, if you're new to the area or you haven't had the chance to visit, we're looking at a great weekend weather-wise. Make Tulip Festival your first visit, and I about guarantee you'll come back at some point.
Well, and communities of your size, these are the kind of things that really draw people in, and successful ones do it right here. And it looks like you got a lot of buy-in from the local businesses, especially here.
We do. We couldn't do this without a couple places of support. One of those is all the business sponsors. We have well over 20 local business sponsors for this event in particular. I can tell you over the course of a year, the numbers of businesses in the area that support our events and support the programming of the Chamber in Wamego truly is impressive. And then it also takes a ton of volunteers. And that's something that Wamego is well known for as well, as folks give their time and give of their resources and help put all these large community events on. And so we're really blessed to have a great volunteer base, blessed to have a really good group of sponsors that we really appreciate. And that's what makes this all work. And so it gives us a chance to showcase the community and do that all together.
So again, Tulip Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you mentioned earlier in the show that it's kind of the kickoff to the spring activities. And I know you touched briefly on it. It won't be too long before we're celebrating 4th of July also.
It's coming up fast. We're finding that out from a planning standpoint right now. It is coming up fast. So just a little more than 2 months away on July 4th, we'll be doing our Celebrate Freedom in Wamego event. And so, full day of activity there as well. Activities in the park, car show, carnival, parade in the evening, and then, of course, just an incredible fireworks show that night. So if that's not on your calendar already, take a look at your plans around the 4th of July and make sure you pencil Wamego in there, because, again, that's something that just gotten to see 4th of July in a good number of communities. And I can tell you, I haven't seen anyone yet that does it like we do it in Wamego. And so it really is something to come see.
You know, I've heard that. That was one of the things when I first moved here. If you're here on 4th of July, you got to go to Wamego, got to go see the fireworks in Wamego. So that's on my list here this summer. So
great.
Looking forward to it. Anything else we should know about Tulip Festival here this weekend?
You know, just that, again, there's a lot going on. We covered a lot of it this morning, but you can head to visitwamego.com to find out more. Also, the Facebook page for Tulip Festival has a lot of great information on vendors, activities, everything else. That's just Tulip Festival Wamego KS. So go to Facebook and find us there. Great resource for information this weekend, both when you're planning your trip to Wamego and also when you're in Wamego. A good place to go to find out a little bit more about what's going on with Tulip Festival.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll look forward to it. Hope you have a great event here. And I know you got to get running here, so we'll let you get out of here. But thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks for having me on this morning.
All right. Darren Solden, Wamego Area Chamber Executive Director, joining us here. Tulip Festival, Saturday and Sunday, Wamego City Park. Stay tuned. Robin Cole joins us next from Pawnee Mental Health on In Focus.